Checking messages can take a lot of your time, especially when you have email, instant messages, and voicemail all whirring away. Just ask commentator Jennifer Baumgartner.
As a freelance writer, I approach checking messages with inappropriate hope or dread. If I'm on deadline and I hear the telltale beeping that signals voicemail on my phone, I assume it's my editor calling to demand the piece. I cringe and don't check it. But if I'm between stories, I think, maybe it's an editor at one of the Condé Nast magazines calling to offer me $3 a word to write about Ani DiFranco. It's usually telemarketers, of course. The other day, I got this. Hi, this is Jan. I'm looking for the Jennifer Baumgartner, who is a writer-editor originally from Columbus, Ohio. And she left a number. Well, I didn't know whether to have dread or hope. She was definitely trying to reach me, but what could she want? Jan caught me the next time she called. And she whetted my appetite more by saying, "This is going to be one of the odder calls you have ever received." She said that she was calling on behalf of a client, a brilliant young Ivy League professor who had seen my photo and bio on the website of Soapbox, the speakers bureau I co-own. Jan was his matchmaker, and her client wants to get married and have children with a woman who fits my profile. Was I available? I am in a relationship already and said so, though I'm not sure that the answer would have been available even if I were single. I hung up the phone half-flattered and half-flummoxed. It struck me as a little invasive, a cross between telemarketing and being hit on in a bar while you're trying to talk to your friend. I understand how dating services work. Both parties sign up and are matched within a database. But I hadn't joined any dating service. I was headhunted. I've never been headhunted before, personally or professionally. As a feminist writer, you don't really get lured anywhere with benefits packages, high salaries, or a sexy yet competent assistant. I get requests to contribute to anthologies that pay $250, or to speak at the YWCA luncheon for, you know, lunch. So for a second, my mind began wandering to my benefits package with Professor Ivy League. I'm sure the health insurance would be better. Presumably, I would get tuition remission. I'd never even thought of grad school before, but perhaps I should. I also wondered how it would work. I don't live in the same city as the guy who wanted to date me. If I had said yes, would I have had to fly to him or he to me? What if we fell in love? He's tenure track and I'm freelance. Would I be expected to relocate? Would moving costs be included? How are these things negotiated? The more I thought about it, it seemed less flattering and more like a swindle. What's in it for me besides the unlikely potential of true love? Then I realized why I felt a little duped. She's not really a headhunter. It's more like she's a personal shopper, and I'm the product. I'm the thing being bought and sold, and there's no way for me to cash in.
Jennifer Baumgartner lives in New York.